In Genesis account, God created everything. And there we see the harmony between a Trinity. Let us make those were the common times you hear. So they made the world and the things within the world at the appropriate time. Jesus came into the world to redeem humanity, to reunite us with the Master, the Creator. And for that, he has regained that glory. He is a dynamic leader. Daniel the prophet was telling us about the Son of Man, the man that would come and be there before the ancient Creator. This Creator has seen so many generations, the age of Adam, the age of Abraham, the age of Noah, the age of David, Solomon, and all through coming to the New Testament. The Ancient One is still our Creator. This generation will need him most. The troubles are everywhere. Remember in the text, the Bible, Jesus Christ woke up and rebuked the sea, and it was calm. So as followers of Jesus, let us pray with faith. Let us pray over the disasters that are happening across the country, the fires, the shooting, the terrible things that are happening around our neighborhoods. So today, we are celebrating the kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ. You and I today, we are invited to share in his leadership, to reach out to others, to meet them as their points of needs. For those who are lonely, we may not have silver and gold, but they may need our presence, our words of encouragement, and they may need our touch of love. And that is why we have to make ourselves available. Sometimes we give excuses, but look at it. Our families, they need us. Sometimes we are self-centered. We isolate ourselves just to be alone, and the rest of the people will be in need. We are not created for our individual selves. We are meant to reach out to others. That is when we become relevant. Jesus Christ came into the world not just to take care of himself, but to suffer so that you and I could rest. But today we are still restless because we are busy looking elsewhere for solution. We have been given a Savior, and he has sealed human salvation. So we are supposed to be beneficiaries. By the virtue of grace, everybody can enjoy goodness. We do not merit it because we are still sinners. We are still proud. We are still lazy. We are still procrastinating. But the invitation is we should still come. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. He will give us hope and he will strengthen us Today, where shall we turn to? People are thinking the church cannot be trusted because of so many scandals. But this is the time we need church the more. If we look into what is happening today, the devil is everywhere, distracting people using the internet, the satellite, and all other things. Today, we have to come back to this master. Just like Peter, we should say, to whom shall we go to? You have the word of eternal life. Let us listen to Jesus Christ as he's talking to us personally, as he gives us his body and blood, as he comes to forgive us our sins through the confessional, as he empowers us with his words. Today we have a friend in Jesus. We are no longer alone. We have been given this privilege so that we can keep that image and likeness forever. So nobody should be wasted. Nobody should get lost. Everybody should come close to God. All of us belong. We are called by our names. Just like on a day of our baptisms or confirmation or the day of our wedding, we are being called to come in and see how best we can serve God. Let us volunteer. Everybody is a disciple. Everybody has a role to play. So, just like Jesus, we should use our hands, our eyes, our legs to reach people around us. Today, there are more people in need of our presence. Retirement homes, hospitals, so many that are homebound, so many rehabilitation centers, so many places that people need our care. We are not to give them every bit of the money we have. We can go there with our hearts. As small as our hearts are, we can still share some love out of that. So today, Jesus Christ is not just taking his kingship for himself. He wants to make more kings and queens. All of us are supposed to come close to him and go ahead to share the gospel with others. The food, the drink, the clothes, whatever it is, we can still make ourselves relevant. At the end of our lives, we are not going to be appreciated for how much we have accumulated. It is not how many hours we have spent working. It is how best we are able to reach out to others, like Teresa of Calcutta, like John Paul II, like Oscar Romero and Joe S. Kreber. They made a situation that was very challenging. They made a world that was more lovable. You and I today could do the same. Let us begin with our families. Let us bring Jesus into that. Where there is sorrow, we should try to bring smiles. Where there is darkness, we should try to bring some light. Where there is confusion, we should try to make a spiritual path. Today, as we come together, we have seen the leadership of the world. Jesus Christ is saying his leadership is not of this world. He's not a politician. He's not a ruler. He's not a military man. He is a man of peace. His weapon is love, and his dedication is service, selfless service. Jesus Christ today is empowering us. He's given us the same power, and the glory he has will be ours if we are ready to make the same commitment. So we are going out today to represent him. He knows that we are humans. He knows that we are weak. He knows that we are not perfect, but he still wants us to be close to him. It is by keeping in touch that he can transform us. We are able to transcend from this ordinary life to extraordinary. We are meant to be dynamic. We are to rise from this level of life to another. We are on a journey. How far have we gone? We have to ask individual questions. How many times do I pray in a day? What do I do to be close to our Lord Jesus? We have to be honest to answer those questions. Today is not all about people around us. We have to individually do what we can to keep things going. The people around us, everybody is struggling. We are just here as a community. We are looking up to God. We are hopeful he will give us his grace. So today, as the rest of the world is celebrating the kingship of Jesus, we have seen a true leader who will give away his life for those that he is serving. The world is doing the other way around. They will destroy people so that they will protect their leadership. That is the irony. You and I today, we have to pray for the rest of the world so that we will know the right way to follow. We'll be faithful to God's instructions. This generation has to hold on to Jesus so that it will get to where is provided, the destiny God has made through Jesus Christ our Lord.